T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Adam Savage, who I'm a huge fan of. Mythbusters is one of those great shows that just lives, man.
Well, Mythbusters is this one of the shows it's us sitting around doing nothing going, you know, if I shot a propane tank, would it explode? Could I throw a grenade and shoot it in the air and it explode? Like all the great nonsense stuff we talk about, that's what they covered.
Flamethrowers to rockets to urban legends. And now it's an upcoming book called Every Tool's a Hammer. We're going to have to have Adam back on again because we didn't get a copy of that. But the Savage Build, that's, I'm really excited. This is going to a whole nother idea. So it's that same madness. If you had money, enough money in the bank account, right? Somebody would finance it. You had the right tools and the right people. Think of the shenanigans you could get into, man.
Born July 15th in New York City, he got his start in show business as a child, voicing animated characters on Sesame Street and in commercials before going on to study at the famed Tisch School of the Arts, and building a career in design and special effects that found him working on such films as Galaxy Quest, Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, The Matrix Reloaded, Space Cowboys and many more, but for 17 seasons, we knew him as one of the stars of the popular show, Mythbusters. You've seen him on Mythbusters Jr. He has a new book, titled Every Tool's a Hammer, out May 7th. And this June, he returns to the Science and Discovery channels with his new show, Savage Builds. Please welcome, Adam Savage.
Doesn't seem possible. I feel like we've known each other for 17 years because of that. So crazy, man.
Good morning.
Good morning, brother, man. It's congratulations on the Savage Build. That's going to be great.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we literally just wrapped the last episode only about 2 weeks ago, and we're furiously cutting the series right now.
When you guys were pitching the show originally, the original Mythbusters, I'm sure they looked at you like you were nut jobs because it's a great idea for a show, but it had never been done before. Like, that was really a fantastic idea.
Well, so understand, we didn't pitch Mythbusters. Jamie and I were brought in as hired talent to make a show about urban legends. And in the end, what Mythbusters ended up becoming was a much more organic process than we expected. We didn't think when we first started making the pilots for Mythbusters that it was going to be a show about blowing stuff up and about trying these absurd things over and over again. It just sort of, that's naturally where Jamie and I wanted to go with it, and that's where we ended up. So it wasn't until Savage Builds, until pitching this show, that I got that wonderful look from Discovery of, really? You want to do all this weird crap?
Oh, it's so good. But you've proven yourself that you know what people like.
Well, I love being able to keep telling these stories because a lot of reality television is very far from reality.
That's exactly right.
One of the things I was proud of on Mythbusters is that we really did follow our noses and we made the episodes as they happened to us. We didn't try and force them into a specific mold. And Savage Builds is exactly the same. The results are very unexpected frequently. Many of the builds went to places I did not expect. And our first episode of Savage Builds, we actually made a working suit of Iron Man armor out of titanium.
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong?
That's so great, man. You guys, a WW2 weapon. Is that the Panjandrum?
That is the Panjandrum, one of Britain's great engineering also ran. The British were trying to figure out how to blow apart the seawall on the beaches of Normandy, how to get past all the hedgehogs and the big steel girders and the concertina wire. And so they built this thing that was a 10-foot diameter spool with 2,000 pounds of explosives in the middle.
God.
And there's all this footage of them testing these rocket-powered spools in the beaches of northern England, and them not quite working and failing spectacularly. But we took it as we looked at that on Savage Builds, and we realized It's actually a brilliant engineering solution. If you have to get over big things, why not use big wheels? And making them rocket-powered means it's potentially autonomous. So we decided to replicate the Pan Tantrum and then see if we could improve upon it.
Excuse. Well, that was the whole thing. He was supposed to have this giant concrete impenetrable wall that would have changed the war, but he actually, Hitler lied. It wasn't there at all. It was only partially done. And
Yeah, exactly. The ingenuity of the iterative process of what happens during wartime has yielded some of the most incredible invention and ingenuity from human beings,
sure,
sadly, under these terrible conditions.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, that's the, you know, that fear and that necessity, that'll get you up in the morning to get something done.
Indeed, yeah.
I also love the idea, because I was getting ready to jump off, because the thing I kept wanting you guys to do, and I don't think you ever got to, was the giant flamethrower. The Livens Large Gallery Flame Projector. You remind me when you said English, because those crazy bastards had the biggest flamethrower in the world.
Well, and the flamethrowers, we actually, Jamie and I did do a flamethrower episode. We replicated a viral video called Fire versus Ice, in which I built a fire extinguisher that was able to actually hold back a real military flamethrower that Jamie built that shot over 75 feet. And flamethrowers are, they're terrifying objects. They are really, really scary.
Yeah. And then I know we're going to give us a wrap, but you have a mech suit, basically, like that you guys are going to work on as well, aren't you?
A mech suit? No, it's specifically the Iron Man suit of armor is our big suit, our suit episode.
Okay.
I also have, as you said in the opening, I have this book coming out in about 4 days called Every Tool's a Hammer, a semi-autobiography that's also somewhat instructional and philosophical about making and creativity.
Man, I love, because I'm a huge fan of creating stuff. I have friends with a great production company, DSS. We build and get into all kinds of trouble. So honestly, Adam, I will read that book cover to cover, and then I hope you do a tour where we have a little bit of time to go through it all. Every Tool's a Hammer, I bet it's going to be incredible.
I would love that. One of the things that I love explaining to people, and you know this as a creator, when you're making something, when you're telling a story, the fact is you have an idea when you start, but you're never going to end up where you thought you were going to end up.
No.
And that's why we do it. That's why we want to do these endeavors. It's why we want to explore creatively, because it's always going to take us somewhere we didn't expect.
No, it's always fun, man. It really is. Adam Savage, anytime, I really do. I'm going to get the book, and then we're going to rebook you, but let's cut some time out if we can, all right?
Absolutely. Would love to. That was great.
Congratulations on the new show, Savage Bills.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.